Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, thanks for joining me here on the Safety School podcast. It's just going to be a short one. We're going to try and ramp these up again and hopefully answer some basic questions that often crop up the time with our customers over and over again, and even with health and safety professionals sometimes. They're the type of things that just are questions that maybe you forget the answer to, or are not easy to look up. So this one is, how many first aiders do I need? As I say, we're often asked this question, so we're going to try and make it simple here in a couple of minutes. So first thing you want to think about is classifying your workplace. Is it high risk or low risk in relation to what the HSE, we're going to look at HSE GB here. So the HSE are looking for you to determine if you're in a high risk environment or a low risk environment. A low risk environment would be typically things like offices, shops, that type of thing, where there's fairly low risk of any serious injury. On the other hand, you may be in a high risk environment or a higher risk environment, which would be things like manufacturing environments, production environments, construction, of course, or anything heavier duty than that. Then you'll be looking towards the guidance on the high risk environment. So if you're unsure, I would just veer towards a higher risk environment, but obviously you can go to the HSE website for more detailed information on that classification. So once you've determined that, it will give you specific guidance as to what is typically recommended. So first of all, looking at low risk environments, it's really based on the number of employees you have. So first of all, in your low risk environment, if you have 25 employees or less, the recommendation is that you have at least one appointed person as a minimum to look after your first aid arrangements. And it won't necessarily have to be someone that is trained in first aid, but just someone to take control in the event of a first aid emergency. However, you know, typically for even for clients in that type of low risk environment, like an office, we would certainly be recommending that someone was trained in at least the emergency first aid work type course, which we'll come on to in a second. If you have over 25 employees, then between 25 and 50, and particularly, you'll need at least one person trained as a first aider, but they won't necessarily need to have the full 3-day first aid at work course. The HSE is recommending that an emergency first aid at work course, which is a 1-day course, is sufficient. So essentially, if you've less than 50 employees in a low-risk environment, someone with an emergency first aid course is sufficient to keep you covered there. If you have more than 50, then there's a recommendation just then to increase that level of training to the full first aid at work course. And the recommendation is to have at least one trained first aider for every 100 people employed in that type of environment. Moving on then to your higher risk environments. So moving out of our offices and our shops and sort of retail type environments where the risk is relatively low, moving into the more industrial environments, or at least environments where higher risks exist, we look at the number of employees slightly differently. So anything 5 employees or under, if you have a business that operates with those sorts of numbers, even at that level, you're required to have at least one appointed person to be responsible for the first aid response. Again, they don't have to be trained specifically in first aid, but it probably would be a good idea that they were. But once you move beyond that 5 persons under employment, between 5 to 50 employees, the recommendation in these type of environments is to have at least one first aider trained in either first aid at work, the 3-day course, the full course, what we refer to, or the emergency first aid at work course, which is a 1-day, a slightly crunched down version course. I would certainly say, you know, one thing that I always say to people is, look, the 3-day course for first aid at work is a kind of a large time commitment, but you know, it does you for 3 years or so in terms of before you need retraining. But what we would say is, you know, a 3-year gap between you being trained and being retrained if there's nothing in between that and you're not having to do first aid on a regular basis, really and truly, it would be equally, if not maybe more effective, to do the emergency first aid at work course in a lot of circumstances, which is a 1 day course, but then internally organize to do refresher training of some sort and or some sort of first aid drills where you're actually going through the motions of what would happen or what would our response be in the event of XYZ type of incident, and deal with the type of injuries. Obviously, you know, it's going to be a dress rehearsal, but trying to come up with the key types of injuries that you may come across within the type of environment you're in. We recommend, you know, that that's going to be probably more beneficial, because if you can do that on a regular basis, maybe every 6 months or something, it keeps the first aider's mind fresh, you know, on that type of occurrence, rather than just saying, go and do their 3 days training and then forget about it for 3 years, which I think is really quite a long time. And obviously, having done it myself in the past, you know, it's not something that you'd be very confident in dealing with an incident if you've got trained and then, you know, a year and a half, 2 years down the line, you're asked to respond and not having sort of kept that level of awareness or training ongoing. Other than that, then, once your number of employees in the high-risk environment exceeds 50, you'll want to have, or at least the recommendation is to have, at least one first aider trained in the 3 day course. So if you've got over 50 employees, they're really looking for the 3 day, you know, first aid at work course, the more comprehensive one for every 50 people. So if you have 150 people, you'll need coverage of at least three employees there to respond, fully trained in a 3 day first aid at work course. So look, I hope that's as clear as mud. It can be a bit confusing for people, I think, when they ask that question. And there certainly is a bit of, although there's minimum requirements in terms of what's recommended, there is certainly, you know, the scope to increase that more so if you are in a higher risk environment or the type of injuries that you might be dealing with if they are more serious. So there is a degree of discretion that needs to be used there as well. A couple of other things just to remember to wrap us up. Three things that employers have responsibility to do when it comes to first aid: to make sure your employees get immediate help if they become ill or get injured at work. And that is, keep adequate first aid kit supplies available, first aid supplies available at all times. Obviously, make sure, one thing I would say is, you know, make sure the first aid supplies are appropriate for the type of risks and the type of treatment that is going to be required in your environment. So for example, if you have lots of chemicals and there's a chance of chemical exposure to the skin or respiratory or something of that nature, think about what you'll need for that type of response. Secondly, obviously, as we've been talking about, you need an appointed person to take charge and obviously administer first aid if that is the case, that the recommendations are requiring you to provide first aid itself. Obviously, if you want to go over the information I've covered here, we have the blog post on it that just outlines a bit more clearly probably than what I've described exactly what the criteria are. Thirdly, just provide information to the employees about the first aid arrangements, how they can access them, who it is that's first aid trained or who's responsible, and communicate that as well as you can by email, by, you know, via induction, or of course via communication boards and that type of thing. Okay, hope that's helpful for you. If you do have any questions, don't be afraid to drop us a note on the safety.com website. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.